Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Dalet Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finally complete the beautiful and extensive Simen Tof Mem Ches. We begin on the very last few words of Lamed Gimel Omud Beis with Sif Vov in the Mechaber. And the Mechaber writes, Osu Lahachil Chameitzo BePesach Afilu LeBehemas Acherim Oshel Hefker. A person is not permitted to take any chametz that he has and feed it to a dog or an animal on Pesach, even if the animal doesn't belong to someone, the animal is a hefker animal, it's a wild animal. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavav explains, we're talking here, Mayri, Shemotzu Chomitz Beveisa B'socha Pesach. We're talking about a person finds Chomitz in his house on Pesach. And, as we've already previously pointed out, if he wasn't Mevayer it, even if he did a Bedika, there is a problem with any certainly not having this Chomitz in your possession on Pesach. You overbuy your Rabbi Yomotz, you have to burn it right away, but let's say a person says, I'll give it to my dog, I'll give it to somebody else's dog, you're not allowed to do so. Likewise, v'hu adin be'erev Pesach, the same halach would apply on Erev Pesach, mishor shishis v'mala, from the start of the sixth hour and onwards, from the sixth, beginning of the sixth hour until the end of the sixth hour is an issur d'rabbanan. After the sixth hour, you have an issur d'oraisa, albeit not yet a lav of kares, and then once Pesach starts, it's a lav of kares. So any time that it's also midrabbanan, midoraisa, or a stricter d'oraisa, so the same halacha applies. And the Mishnah is telling us for komashvelon, the chashem should also lahachil behemto, just like you can't feed it to your own animal, because the mikri hana, then you're certainly getting hana from it by feeding your own animal. So too, even though kain also lahachil behemas hefker, even though you're not getting technically direct financial benefit, you're not allowed to feed it to an animal of hefker. Furthermore, the Mishnah writes, "V'kos v'achronim du adin da'asu b'zeh b'chom yishov al b'tzal Pesach." The same halacha continues after Pesach, and even though it's only the Rabbanon that you can't have any hanoah benefit from chametz that you owned in your possession after Pesach, that applies over here as well. The issue footnote number 100 brings down, but if the chametz was not yet usher, it's before the start of the sixth hour. For example, in the fifth hour, so then we've already learned in Simen Tov Mem Gimel in Shulchan Aruch that it is permitted to go and give your chametz to an animal, but you do have to be careful to make sure that the chametz is totally gone and that the animal doesn't put it away and hide it and use it for after the start of the sixth hour. So you just have to make sure that nothing is left of the chametz, but you can feed your chametz to your dog in the beginning of the fifth hour. That's not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chav Zayin brings down from the Vilna Gaon, from the Gra, that this applies not only to a Jewish person's animal, your own animal or another Jewish person's animal, but even to an animal that belongs to a non-Jewish person, Shel Akum. And Sivkot Chav Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, it even applies if nobody owns the animal, it's a wild animal. Why? So he explains, the Yesh Lo Hana, because you get some benefit over here from the fact that the animal is enjoying the food. That you're getting pleasure, that the animal is being fed, and that gives you pleasure. And therefore, it is forbidden. In the Shaar HaTzion, Osayin Hei, he brings down the name of the Levush and the Mogen Avraham, and it seems that Mashma Lechora Du Daraisa, this is a real din daraisa and nothing to do with a chumra that the rabbis instituted by chometz. And therefore, if he's there, gam bishar isur hano osur. This would apply as well to other isurim of hano that are osur on the daraisa level. You can't give them to an animal either, even though it's not your animal. You're not directly getting financial benefit from it. However, at the end of this Shaar HaTzion, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon, and he says that it appears that, according to his opinion, it is only a issur by chametz specifically, and not in general by any issur daraisa that's also b'hano. The issue footnote number 100 brings down that this is dafka kishemashlichel of behemoth, when you throw it in front of an animal that's a hefker animal, a wild animal, right there. But if you're just going to throw it in the garbage, and squirrels or some rodents or some other birds may come and go and eat the food that you threw away, that's not a problem, because you didn't throw it directly to them. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned that maybe if you throw it in the forest, that an animal is going to come and eat it. And he brings out from the Kaf HaChaim a raya to this. He says that this is learned out from Shulchan Aruch, where he says that you're allowed to throw chametz into the Yam, into the ocean. There may be fish to go and eat it. That's not your concern, because you're not throwing it directly to the fish. Furthermore, he adds over here, are you allowed to throw it to a kelev that's running after you in order to get it not to run after you and bite you? So he brings down from the Yashuv that's how that's allowed. Because here you're not getting hana from the chometz itself, you're just getting the hana that the animal's not going to bite you, and that is permit. Obviously, we're talking about pikuach nefashos, which would be permitted anyway, but here we're talking about it's a poodle, and it's not really going to hurt you when it bites you or something like that. The Mishnah continues and he writes, Ayin in the Beis Yosef, Tafilu b'motzi chomitz eino shelo. Even if you find chomitz in the street, it's not your chomitz. Gamkin also lahashel chnei kelev. You're not allowed to take that chomitz and go and give it to a dog or any other animal. And in the Shaar Tzion, Os Ayin Vav, he explains, because the gam chomitz shelacherim also lehenos. Tafilu mishalakim, because you're not getting any benefit from chomitz, even if you don't own it. Even if a non-Jewish person owns it, you can't get hanoah from the chomitz on Pesach, as we've already learned. And he brings that as well from the Mati Yehuda. He says, the Efshur, the over bezeh gam kein abayirah. You may even be over bayirah b'yamotzeh over here, because when you go and pick up this chametz and toss it to the dog, you're actually acquiring it with a kinyan of agbah, the bekevin de agbah, kanye. And therefore, v'lo shayach bezeh, we don't say over here that isur lo nichale de likne. Oh, he doesn't want to acquire it, so therefore he's not able to acquire it, because shari rotsu bo lahanos lekelev, because you do want to acquire it to give it to the dog. The issue footnote number 102 brings down, likewise, Hamotzi Chomitz B'Shus HaRabim, if you find Chomitz in the Shus HaRabim, so the Bir Aloch and Simen Tov Mem Vav already explained, Sha'asu Olag Bio, you're not allowed to go pick it up, because the moment that you pick it up, you're actually acquiring it, and therefore you're over by your Abay Motzi. He further brings down another reason, Shef Sholiknos Chomitz with Pesach, how do you acquire Chomitz on Pesach, based upon the fact that we said, if Sasu Banah, you can't acquire it, so the answer is, we've already discussed previously, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, said, that I'm allowing you to acquire it, even though you're not really acquiring it, because you're going to be over by Rabbi Yamotze. So it's essentially stating over here that you normally can't acquire something that's also Banah, but here you can, because it's an Isser in Pesach. The issue footnote number 103 and adds over here, Linya Misha Motzi Chometz with Pesach with Shusarabim. If somebody finds Chometz in the Shusarabim, and the Bir Halacha, as we already pointed out, said you normally can't pick it up, he says, even if you're not picking it up to acquire it, you're only picking it up that nobody should get hurt from it. Let's say it's a slippery piece of Chometz, and if somebody slips on it, they could break a hip. So therefore, you want to pick up this slippery piece of Chometz and put it on the side. You still shouldn't do so. Also, Lassos Kane. Again, anything Pikuach Nefashos, you're allowed to. But figure out another way that you don't pick it up and push it out of the way with a broom or sweep it away or something like that. And he also brings down for the Rivash, that is the makor of these words of the Bir Halacha, that the reasoning is, Yesh lochu shema yavu l'ochlo. You may forget yourself as you're coming to pick it up and throw it away. You say, wow, that looks good. And you may come to want to acquire it or even eat it, and that would be a real problem. Now we go to Sif Zayin, the final Sif in this beautiful, long Simen. The Mechaber writes, Asur litein behemto le'eino yudi l'hachilo b'mei Pesach. You can't give your animal to a non-Jewish person to feed it on Pesach, if you know, imhu yodeya, if you know for certain, shemachilos psoles saorim shuchomets, if he's going to give the animal the brand, so to say, of saorim, of barley, that's chomets. So you cannot allow your non-Jewish neighbor to give your animal, knowingly, chomets on Pesach. That's what the Mechaber is telling us. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavtes explains, Bein Bechinam, Bein Bischar. This din applies over here whether you're paying him to do so or whether he's doing it on his own. He's doing it because he's a nice guy. You're still not allowed to do this over here. Sivkot and Lamed, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Shariu Nenem Chomitz BePesach. You are benefiting from the chomitz that the non-Jewish person is giving to your animal. Shemefatim Boho Akumis Bemto. Because now you have a cow and it's being fed and your cow's getting fatter and you're benefiting by having a fatter cow. And therefore, you're not allowed to do this. The issue footnote number 104 brings down, what about an Eved of a Yisrael, who you're responsible to give him food? So we already learned previously in Simon Tuf Nun, in the Mishnah Berurah over there, Shemi'ikra din mutar lo malachen vani nochri. You are allowed to tell the Goyisha grocer, Shi'itin la'abdu chomitz hu yiparlo. Here, go feed him and I'll pay you back. Ah, you're getting hanoah from it. How come that's allowed? He said, there it's not an Isser, because you're not nana directly from the chametz, because the fact that your eved is fatter is of no concern to you. He's just eating, and you're not interested in getting him fat. And therefore, in Cain, ain lo shum hanah bekach sha'abdo mispatim. Therefore, you're not actually getting hanah from the fact that your eved has been fattened, so to say. Your hanah is that your eved is now able to do work, and that's allowed. However, there are those that disagree, and they say that no, rak mishum shu porei eschov v'li'eved b'suri hanah. That the reason why it's also over here, you shouldn't do this, because you are getting benefit, your obligation to feed the Eved is being paid for with chametz, which is an Isser HaNah. And therefore, l'chadchila yeshlochus of the brain, we should follow the more strict opinion that says you can't do this, even for an Eved, as opposed to by a behema, which is the whole purpose, is to get it fat over here, you're actually getting benefit directly from the chametz, and therefore it's also by the behema according to everybody. And he adds, this is true, even if he does it for free. The guy is not charging you, you're still benefiting from the animal getting fatter. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chametz afilu shel akum also lenos miyon pesach. The underlying reason over here is you're not going to get any benefit from chametz on Pesach, even if it's not your chametz. However, he brings down, ubidiyeved, im ochlu chametz on Pesach, if your animal ate chametz on Pesach, we don't say the animal is now osur. Ein lesor besor b'shulzeh. We don't say that the animal is osur. In this situation, we say, zeh v'zeh goreim, the animal has in part been fattened up by chametz thicker stuff, which is also by na, but mostly by non-chametz thicker stuff, and therefore it's a zeh v'zeh goreim. Each of them caused it, and therefore, as we learn, kidemuchach b'yoradeh, simen kuf membe, sif yud aleph, that is acceptable. Dershu footnote number 106 explains further, and he writes, Omnon le'inyan misha ofe pas betanur hamusake de chametz veitzim. If you bake bread in an oven that was lit up by a chametz thicker bread, let's say, and wood, so then the bir halacha we already learned in Simon Tov Memhei says sha'avu bish zev zegorim. There it's also a zev zegorim situation. You're not allowed to have benefit from that item that was cooked in the oven that was made from chametz, unless it's a shasatrak. You have nothing else to eat, or it's a large financial loss, but you shouldn't do that. The issue footnote number 107 explains the din in Shulchan Aruch that we alluded to in the Mishnah Berurah from Yoredei Simon Kufman Beis Sif Yud Aleph, and he writes, over there it says, Shaparu Shachlo Karshinim Shel Avodah Zarah. If a cow ate Avodah Zarah grains, so you're allowed to still eat the meat of that cow when you shecht it. We don't say over there that it was made from a dover osur. It was made from a dover osur and a dover mutter, and therefore it's a zev zeh gorim and it's permissible. However, the animal has been living off a diet totally of avodah zarah karshinim, which are also b'hana. So then the Rama over there says it would in fact be also too when you shecht this animal to go and eat its meat, because kivin shlo not sarel midover osur. It's not a zev zeh gorim, not zeh heter zeh iser that's gorim. It's all zeh iser v'zeh iser. Furthermore, he brings out from the Makor Chaim, and he says, if you were to plant chametz that went through Pesach, then it would be also to eat any of the gedulim, because it's also, in this situation, equivalent to zeh gorim and not a zeh v'zeh gorim. It's only made from iser and not from iser and heter. Then he finalizes and he says, hey, you got benefit over here. Why don't we say that? That your animal didn't have to eat something else. Nevertheless, the Makor Chaim says, even though you did benefit $2 from the fact that the animal ate a little bit of chametz in addition to all the heter that he ate previously, so it's zev zeh gorim, it's mutter, you don't even have to throw away in the Yam HaMelech when you sell this animal the $2. Furthermore, he says, this would apply even if a yid fed his animal chametz on Pesach. So Shulchan Aruch Rava says, nevertheless, still the basa would be permitted. You don't have to throw away the $2 that you benefited in this situation as well. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph that this, if you fed him on Pesach, is a problem. Dafko biofen zeh, only in this situation, like we explained. Avol osu shemamidim behentam etzol nochri zman rav. If somebody goes away for Pesach and he gives his dog to his next door neighbor 3 weeks before Pesach and says, "Please take care of my dog," so then if it's zman rav, kodem a Pesach. V'shan nochri yozin oso mishalo, and the nochri is feeding him from his own food. The nochri is either doing you a favor, or you've paid him, and he could theoretically buy anything he wants. He doesn't have to feed the dog chametz. Then masnin beferish al chametz. He didn't tell him, "I want you to feed my dog chametz." So then, if during this long period of time that he's taking care of your dog or your animal, there is also going to be Pesach mutter, then it's allowed. Even though you know he may be feeding him chametz, that's not a problem. Sivkot lamed beis. If you do know that he's bedavka feeding chametz and he's only taking your animal for Pesach, that's not allowed. So the Mishnah Berurah says, avlam ein yadua shechilen chametz. You didn't express to him that you wanted to feed him a certain type of food that's chametz, and he normally can feed the animal food that's not chametz. The animal doesn't, let's say, eat grain. The animal eats fruits mostly, and every now and then he gives it some sort of a grain. So then mutu litnolo, then you would be allowed to give it to the non-Jewish person. Ve'lo locho shem yachilenu. You don't have to worry that maybe he will go and feed the animal some chametz item. Finally, the last Mishnah Berurah in this Siman, Sivkot Lamed Gimel, he says, V'im i'ev sharlo b'yofen acher. There is no alternative over here. You are giving your animal over to this non-Jewish person an hour or two before the start of the Isra of Chometz on Pesach, and there's no other way, otherwise your animal will die. So Aminog B'din Aseinu, he brings down over here that it is halachically acceptable, Limkor HaBehema L'Nochri, Kedin, sell the behema to the non-Jewish person. And then he's feeding his own behema chametz. And you should do this apia kinyonim hamavorim biyoredeya simon shunches. You should do this in a properly accepted kinyon that we've explained in Yoredeya. We had a discussion about how to sell your chametz to a guy. Here has to sell your animal to a guy. And in the issue footnote number 108, he brings down that in order to sell your animal to a guy, you should ideally go and make a kinyon over here that is with money and meshicha. And he brings this down a raya from if you want to make sure that you don't have a bechor that you'd have to give to the kohen. So if a guy has a partnership in your animal, so then you're potter from the din of bechor. So he says that's what you do. You should make a kinyon with money and meshicha, as we've explained previously. And then the Mishnah continues. He says, "Va'behema tiyetzal anochi b'pesach." In this way, the behema now belongs to the non-Jewish person on Pesach, and therefore it's not your problem. Alternatively, oyaknu abehema by refes, you could sell the behema to him along with your barn, and this way, va'nochri yachilena. And now the nochri is feeding his own animal over here, and that's how he acquired it. The issue footnote number 109 says, in order to make such a kinyan on karka, then you have to do a shtar and kesef. If you're just renting it to him, then it would be adequate with just money alone. The Mishmur says, in this situation, v'lo yelo shum esek imam v'pesach, don't deal with him on Pesach. It's not your animal anymore. Don't start telling him what to do with it. But in this situation, you still can't tell him, bidavka, go feed the animal chametz, that you shouldn't do. Mishmur continues and he says, in all of the situations when the Nachri has his own food to give your animal. If the Nachri doesn't have any food, he says, I'm happy to take care of your animal, I don't got any animal food. And you give him the chametz tikka perina puppy chow over here, and you're giving it to him to feed your animal, so even though you're selling it to him, yesh machmirim b'zeh. There are those that are machmir over here. You can see this is the Yeshua Siakov in the Shaar HaTzion Os Pei Beis, because the mechse karome, it looks like it's a farce over here. V'shekol ikar mechira, lo yo elik dey shiyazin oso ha'akim b'chametz. The whole thing looks like you just sold the animal in order that you can feed the chametz on Pesach. Because she asked him often, what should you do in this situation? Shiyim kar mezonos alach v'yachre. Sell the dog to your neighbor on the left, and sell the Purina puppy chow to your neighbor on the right. And then, and then they can be like an in-between, and he can go feed your animal, and that's not a problem. This malts is something called leses in Tirgum number 1, which I think is malt. That's what the malts is. It's a nachri ploni, and this way you can feed your animal. Furthermore, the Mishmur adds, "Vaminog b'din nasenu." Nowadays, what do we do practically? Shafilu im ein ma'achilo chametz gome. Even if he doesn't feed it pure chametz, v'rak shirotzel itein levemto tvuah b'pesach, he's going to give it grain. It may not be chametz, but he wants to give it grain on Pesach. So, what should you do in that situation? Shemochu gam kin lenochri, sell it all to the nochri im harefes with the barn. V'nochri machila, the nochri will give the animal the grain. If you don't sell it, you'd have to go feed the animal only a little bit at a time and in a place that's clean, so the grain that you're giving it doesn't become chametz. And this way the animal will eat all of it up because you're only giving it a little bit at a time, and it won't moisten it with the saliva from its mouth and leave some on the floor that becomes chametz. And therefore you'd have to stand over the animal and make sure that anything that is wet and that's not eaten by the animal, you'd have to get rid of. So it should become chametz from the saliva. Which the issue footnote number 11 tells us, it said over there, that you should always go and get rid of any of the extra food that the animal didn't eat, even if you did not see any saliva there. And therefore, do it in this fashion that it won't have a problem of creating chametz. What about a linyan cholov shel behemo shel chelis chametz, an animal that is being milked, the cow, and it's eating chametz? Afilu shel nachri, even if it belongs to a non-Jewish person. Nechluku achorim b'zeh. This is a major machlokus amongst the poskim. V'das ha-prima godim. The prima godim's opinion is la-hater cholov, that you can drink this milk on Pesach, shechovu achar me'eis le'shel chametz. As long as it is at least 24 hours since the animal ate the chametz, then you can say in this situation that it's permissible. However, there are those that even more make of Yesh Mekilim, Afilu Bobayom, that you could even drink this milk that was from an animal that had eaten chametz that morning. Imochelas Shachris, V'arvis, Midvarim Hamutarim. As long as it's also eating things in the mutter, then it's a Zeh V'Zeh Gorim situation. The issue footnote number 112 brings down, then you see as Cholov Mepar Shochlu Chomitz Besoch Me'es Leis Kodim Pesach. What happens if it ate before Pesach chametz, Erev Pesach morning ate chametz? Can you drink that milk that's made afternoon of Erev Pesach? So Rav Yashiv says, Mikor din ein b'zeh isur. Technically you can, and we're not choshish over here that the cholov came from chametz. unless the parah actually ate chametz all of the time, and then you know it came from chametz. But if it eats things that are not chametz as well, then it's okay. If you want to be machmer, he says, fine, but it's only a chumrah. He brings down by a nursing mother, you don't have to be machmer at all. She can eat all the chametz she wants every Pesach and nurse a child. With this, we conclude Siman Tov Memches and today's shir.